Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God loves us, and He speaks to us heart to heart. Being made in His image, we're just like He is. We're three-part being just like He is. And we have a heart. We have a spirit. We have a soul. We have a body. Spirit, soul, and body. God has three parts. We have three parts. And we listen to His words. And the enemy don't want us to hear those words. And he tries to find a way to stop us and change our focus. Because when we look to the Lord, faith always looks to God. And when we look to Him, we become like Him more and more. Satan is afraid of this. The world fears it. Demons fear it. Because when we unite with our Father through Christ, there's nothing we can't do. And the Lord will help us expose the world for what it is. After we get rid of the unfruitful works of darkness, all idolatrous attachments, all satanic attachments, we must break through and be free from that in order to go forward. God will not build on top of idolatry. When He led Israel out of Egypt, He took them in the wilderness so they could worship God. They had to leave their idolatry attachment, Egypt, to worship God. They had to leave Egypt to be free of that idolatry. Sad to say, even though they left Egypt, many of them stayed in bondage, Egyptian bondage. And I want to talk about that today. People are leaving the world, and they make progress. The Lord is moving in our lives. But there are still bondages that people haven't dealt with. And many times I believe people didn't know to deal with it. But everything that Jesus addressed, we must receive the information He gave us. We must use that knowledge to break every binding yoke of the world off our lives. And the Holy Spirit gave us not to do anything out of vainglory. Paul boldly said that. The Holy Spirit said that through Apostle Paul. Don't do anything because of vainglory. John talked about how Diotrephes was preeminent. He didn't want John around because he wanted to be the big shot. And sometimes people have not broken those ties to the world. Not enough to overcome it and trample on it. And the reason I'm saying this is because there's no reason for people to be held back by small foxes. I'm saying this not to judge anyone, put people down, but to acknowledge a fact that I learned watching the Holy Spirit. Now, you know, I share many times as a minister, I didn't know what to do, so I would always look to the Lord. And I learned so many things doing this. I didn't know what to preach, so I looked to Him. And I paid attention. Now, the pastor I had back then, the Lord would give him messages, so I expected the Lord to give me messages. It's very difficult for people to do anything. If the pastor's doing it, it's easier for the flock to do it. But if pastors don't do it, then the flock's not going to do it unless they deeply follow God. You know, the way I learned to follow God was, it's a story all by itself. Beside Elder Lewis watching him to get me started. Carolyn Stevens used to read Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 every Sunday for years. And that word got in my heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways, and He will direct your paths. See, when the word gets in your heart and it registers, you have something to go on. Well, coupled with that, and not knowing what to do, I depended on the Lord to show me what to say. But I've noticed that the Lord will give me revelation and information around people that are not preeminent in their mind and heart. It's people that just love Him. He give me the most revelation to people who just, in a conversation, in a personal conversation, He give me more revelation around people that just embrace His word. They love Him and they embrace His word. And sometimes I get a fresh revelation. And even around pastors, I go blank. Or they don't, if I mention it, they change the subject. Go on to something else. They have something to do. And I wondered why. Why does this keep happening? I thought they would love to. You know, I love to hear what others say, but it's not that way with everybody. And these are leaders. And this went on for years. And God would give me revelation, and good revelation. Things people needed to know. It was obvious they needed to know. And I could only share with a few people. This is a problem. Why is this? These things got me curious to ask the question, why? And I keep out, when something puzzles me, I go out to God about it. I ask Him questions till I learn. This is a quest to me. I learn things by questing. You know, my curiosity. I go on a quest to learn. I decide I'm going to learn why this is happening. Because if God called me to be an apostle, I want to know where the traps are so I can help people not fall in them. And in order to do that, sometimes you just have to say things that embarrasses people. This is a day we have to become mature. Some things are embarrassing. The world itself is embarrassing. Siding with the world is very embarrassing. And getting trapped in the world is terrible. It's embarrassing. And if a person go to hell, you're embarrassed. You got an F. You flunked. You flunked everything if you go to hell. And if you try hard and you lose your house, you know, that's failure. That's embarrassing. If your children side with the world, that's embarrassing. But we love our people. And you have to say, well, how did this happen? What can I do? What could I have done different? These are the questions that pop up in people's mind after embarrassing things happen. So it's important to hear God out. You don't have to get embarrassed by the world. And you don't have to live in a demonic state of being. And I examine myself. When I see things, I say, Lord, help me to do what's in your heart, not things out of habit. Sometimes our habit system can stem from the world. Or our response to the world, or lack of knowledge. And if it can happen to you, it can happen to me. I've seen people that were smarter and they made better grades. When they got on drugs, I said, if it can happen to them, it can happen to me. I've seen people strung out on drugs. There's a lot of things I would love to forget about. But you can't. It's too crazy. But I always say, if it can happen to them, it can happen to me. So I ask the Lord to help me never to go there. Or I said, I'll never try that. yourself above others, but God put us on, he made us in his image, all of us. And we're supposed to be learning his ways and representing him in earth. This is the heritage for not just a few people, but for everybody that's willing. And the reason people are not willing is because they got a hold of some bad worldly information. They had bad representation. You know, the way we see God is shaped by our first authority figures. And also, what happens in our lives. And the enemy tries to leverage us into a corner of the world somewhere. When people love pride, then you're not going to grow, because pride is opposition against God. You'll learn and you'll do all right until somebody else does something better. And pride will cause you to hate that person or try to overdo that person. You know, the Lord gave us spiritual gifts. And in 1 Corinthians, they got in a speaking in tongues competition. I believe that while they was praying in tongues in competition, the Holy Spirit caused some of them to pray for order. And Paul, who was in another city somewhere, possibly in jail while this was happening, wrote them and told them what they were doing, why they were doing it, and how to stop it. To covet prophecy more than speaking in tongue competition. Sometimes people do things the wrong way, with the wrong motives and for the wrong reasons, for worldly reasons. And it's still rampant now. Now, yesterday's broadcast is the Lord titled it Hearing. If we learn to hear his voice, not just through people we look up to, but anybody he chooses to use, we're going to be further along. The Lord tried to give people elements, but some people only, I even heard one pastor say, don't give me a word. He didn't want his congregation to give him a word. If God want to give me a word, he'll give it to me himself, or he'll give it to me through a few people that he named. Now, when I heard that, and the people don't know no better, if that ain't pride, I'm an astronaut. That's wrong information. And a lot of people think that way, but that's wrong. I heard another pastor say something like that. That's where you stop growing. That's what. If the Holy Spirit speaking through blood-washed people is safe. Anybody that's washed in the blood, I want to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. Let's have it. I'm not stupid, because it's stupid to judge one of God's lambs. And I know people that may not know everything, but you don't have to know everything to give a word from God. A word from the least of these can save your life and inspire you to build your destiny. This is problematic, because if the leaders are off track, the followers are off track. There's no reason for any of God's people to head for a ditch and do nothing for God. And I know for a fact God's not going to use people that operate in vainglory in this next move of God, which he's about to return. It's almost over anyway. I work on cars, and when an engine is missing, it's not hitting on all cylinders. This is a time, for the sake of the people in the world that don't know God And for the sake of the struggling Christians that's about to fall over into the world, we need to be hitting on every cylinder. When a cylinder's missing, it causes a chain reaction of problems. You know, the O2 sensors monitor oxygen, so the cylinder that's missing produces more oxygen. And then, since it's getting more oxygen, the monitors, the O2 monitors, they want to make it, they try to adjust it so they give it more fuel. So now you got, if you got a V8 with one cylinder missing, you got seven that's getting too much fuel, that's fouling out your spark plugs. And then it starts stopping up your catalytic converters. And then the motor can't breathe right. And the car's going slower, using more fuel, and it runs worse. It's the same thing when people don't follow God. Whatever you do, the people, anybody that look up to you, people that have been blessed by you, they're going to do what you do. They're going to have your reasoning. If you lose a battle somewhere, they're going to lose the same battle. I've seen it too many times. The Lord has pointed it out for me. And how can you go and if you tell people, they're going to think you're trying to tell them what to do. So the Lord's putting these things on these broadcasts, things that you can't say to you that need to be said. The Lord will send people to it so you don't make these mistakes, because He loves you. Now I know I've seen so much potential in people. People make so much progress, but then the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. If you really want to play with the world, you can play with the world. If you really don't want to listen, you can be hard-headed and not listen. Jesus even said, let those that be righteous still. Let those that be filthy still. But if you break through, the rewards are greater and higher. And I'm not talking about just financial rewards. I'm talking about souls. You have more quality souls. Because people see what you're doing and they want in on it. Heaven is a good thing. When people see it for what it is, they want in on it. The love of God, a healthy marriage, people want in on it. They want their marriages healthy. They don't know how to do it. And so they get jealous when they see one. And some of them are humble enough to try to figure out how they could do it. Faith looks to God, folks. And when you look to Him, you change the game. You change everything. You can go forward. You can live in the love of God. You can overcome every facet of the world. Remember, the world stems from three things: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. And then John narrowed it down for us. So if anything's that's come from that, from those three things, it will cause you to be unfocused, unbalanced, and unproductive. When people do good, I acknowledge it. Whatever I do is not for vain motives. If you know, the Lord taught me about motives back in the early 90s. He said, whatever you do, if it's done for out of love, it's going to be safe. Whatever you do, if you do it from the heart of love and because it's right, it's going to be safe. If you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, if you seek first the kingdom of God, you're going to have vision. If you seek His righteousness, you're going to have foundation. Both are important. But He put vision first, because if you have vision, you can appreciate foundation. You can build your life. Now, the Holy Spirit can't build in any kind of way. He has to build correctly. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, deeply loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.